deadline is tomorrow, 12th of May. That is when Governor Gretchen Whitmer said she planned to have Line 5 shut down. Line 5, you know, you look at what happened with the Colonial Pipeline hit by hackers, cutting off, 45% of the fuel and energy to the eastern seaboard, sending prices out of control, and people panicking. And yet here in Michigan, the plan is to shut down an energy pipeline that impacts not just Michigan, but Ohio, Indiana, Pennsylvania, Ontario, could cause close to $21 billion in economic loss for those places. Ryan Duffy is with the Enbridge Communication Team joining me now. Ryan, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. Always good to talk to you.
Always good to talk to you. So tell us, where are we? Is Line 5 going to be open the day after tomorrow or not?
It will. It will be open. You know, we will not stop operating the pipeline unless we're ordered by a court or our regulator, which we think is highly unlikely. Line 5 is operating safely. That's the bottom line. It's operating reliably. It's in compliance with all laws. The state's never shown any concrete evidence to suggest otherwise, and the agency in charge of pipeline safety, PHMSA, has confirmed many times that the pipelines are fit for service. So this is also now, as you know, being litigated in federal court, and we're defending our right to continue to operate. In addition, the judge has ordered both sides to work with a mediator to explore a resolution to this. So that's ongoing. Mediation is happening, and the next session is scheduled for May 18th.
So not until the 18th of May, but the governor says that she's ordered the pipeline shut on the 12th of May. I mean, this is where I get confused. Under what authority does she do that, and who did she order? Did she send a letter to Enbridge? Did she tell the people there on either end of the pipeline to close the valve? What is the process that she thinks she's going through?
Well, we did receive a notice that the easement was revoked, but also the administration went to court to get a court order to enforce that, and so they don't have that court order yet. That's what's still in court. So until that court order is in place or a judge decides on that, you know, we're going to continue to operate the pipeline safely because people need that energy. I mean, that's our responsibility. We need to continue to deliver that energy.
Well, certainly. And so let's explore just for a moment. Let's say for the sake of argument, the pipeline was shut down. Line 5 was closed. What would be the economic damage, and who would take it? Who would take the brunt of that?
Yeah, it would be widespread and throughout the region, and it would go into Canada. Canada would be especially hard hit. So there was a new study that was released just yesterday, actually, by a group called the Consumer Energy Agency, and it found that if Line 5 was shut down, you risk 33,000 jobs and almost $21 billion in economic losses. So that's the consumers in Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, and Pennsylvania. And
wow,
that's just those states. It doesn't even look at the impacts, to the Canadian provinces. So Michigan alone, it found there'd be a $3 billion loss in economic activity, 7,000 jobs lost. And so significant impacts. And you can see, as you mentioned, what losing a major pipeline does. We see it with the Colonial Pipeline situation. If something happens to one of our key pipelines in this country, there are wide ripple effects. I mean, we're already seeing shortages at gas stations this morning in the news. So
right,
forcing a shutdown of Line 5 will create an energy shortage. You'll have a spike in energy and fuel prices, and this is a vulnerable time for our economy right now, and you'd be disrupting the supply of crude oil to 10 regional refineries, Steve.
Yeah, plus your jet fuel, plus propane, plus all of these things. You're receiving a lot of support, Ryan, from a number of different groups and people that have stopped and said, you know, including Democrats and counties in Michigan's Upper Peninsula and cities. I mean, there's a whole host of people and organizations and associations and government groups that are saying, we want to keep Line 5 open. You're not going it alone exactly, are you?
Yeah, that's true. And I know you've been talking to a lot of those people and organizations too. So we're seeing business groups, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the Michigan Labor Groups, the U.S. Steelworkers, local governments in Michigan and Ohio. So it has been cross-partisan support to keep Line 5 open. We're very appreciative of that. And when you look at Canada, every major party in Canada, all the impacted provinces have all come out and said they agree keeping Line 5 open is a priority. So what we're seeing underscores that what the governor is doing, the efforts to shut down Line 5, have severe implications in Michigan, for sure, but then well beyond Michigan's border. And that's consistent with the argument we've been making and putting out there to have the case heard in federal court. That's the right place to do it because it would impact the whole region, multiple right. states, and then in a big way, Canada.
So, and like you said at the top here, short of a court order saying you have to stop the pipeline from functioning, it will continue to operate normally as it has for, 65 years. Meanwhile, you continue your efforts on building the tunnel, which is the greatest long-term solution I think I've ever seen put forth by any company. Here's a free $500 million project, one of a kind, can't be duplicated, an engineering marvel. And by the way, you can have it when we're done, and while we build it, do all these things, it'll be Michigan people getting the jobs, union jobs, private sector jobs, a boom for the economy, and they oppose this. It's crazy, but you guys are moving forward, correct?
We are. I mean, we continue to be focused on our job, which is delivering these products that people need, and then we remain focused on the Great Lakes Tunnel Project because that is the common sense solution to meet energy needs while you protect the Great Lakes and communities and other waterways. So, yeah, our aim is simple. Replace that section of Line 5 with a pipeline in a tunnel well below the lake bed. You eliminate the chance of any kind of anchor strike. You improve safety and protections, and you continue to be able to supply that fuel that people need. And so we do have our Eagle permits for the project. We now need approvals from the Public Service Commission and the Army Corps. And we've spent $100 million on the project so far. And so we do have a lot of support for that, too, as you mentioned. 31 counties in the state have passed resolutions right. supporting the tunnel project.
Yeah. And why wouldn't you? You know, I was driving down a back road here not too far from where I live here in southern Michigan the other day, and I saw a truck parked in the driveway, said Enbridge on the side, and I thought to myself, you know, they're just members of our community. People here working, going to soccer practice, you know, doing things like the rest of us, and just doing the right thing. I mean, Enbridge is just a partner with everybody here in Michigan, always been a good partner. Ryan, I'll give you the last word.
Well, that's absolutely right. And when you talk to people who have concerns about protecting the environment, we very much understand that. But you have to look at what shutting down Line 5 would do as far as the amount of trucks and trains added to the roads and the railways to try to make up the difference. You'd have that congestion, the safety risk, the emissions. So there's no reason we need to be going in that direction. The tunnel project is really the common sense solution.
There you go. Ryan Duffy from Enbridge, always appreciate you being here, Ryan. We'll talk soon and get an update as soon as we need one. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
There you go. Quick break now. You're on the Steve Gerber Show. We move forward.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor, Managing Director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a
Bear sighting?
Location.
In the forest, near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.